example, maybe in the springtime, you know what a Chinook is? Do you ever have those?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's caused when the melting, starting of the summer, the melting of the snow. You might have a heat wave and start melting all the snow. That's called a Chinook, and it's a hot wind.
In the what time of the year again?
Well, it's in the spring of the year.
Oh. Do you ever have anything called a blue norther?
Well, no, not really. I know what it is. It's a real cold. I guess it's deep freeze. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. What do they call it when the ground hardens up when it's so cold?
Freezes.
Okay. Are there different terms for types of snow or types of ice that you might have for wet or dry snow?
Oh, yeah. The kind of moisture, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, so there's some snow don't have any moisture in it at all, you might say. It's just practically no water at all. And then the wet snow is going to have lots of moisture in it.
That'd be kind of slushy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about thicknesses of ice? Are there different terms for thicknesses of ice or thin ice?
Skim ice. What do you mean, just skim ice, or do you want the thick ice?
They would call it skim ice, mm-hmm. But thin ice?
And black ice on the highway, something like that.
Okay, I see. What would you call it if the wind just starts to blow? You say the wind is...
blowing.
Okay. Would you ever say picking up?
Well, yeah. Once it increases, that's when it picks it up.
I see. Okay.
It blows so damn steady all the time. If it don't blow, then you wonder what's happened.
What would you call it if it stops blowing?
Well, that would be the calm before the storm, really.
Uh-huh.
There'd be something going to show up.
What would you call it if it just starts to go down? What would you call that? The wind?
Wind's going down.
Okay, would you ever say letting up?
Letting up, yeah. The wind letting. The wind lets up, yeah. It's letting up.
You think you'd say that one more frequently?
The wind's letting up.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. We've gone through a bunch of those. Are there any terms for a dry spell, a long dry spell?
Drought.
Okay. Do you have, are there any other terms you might call that, depending on the length?
Well, everybody says sometimes you say it's a 6-month drought.
Oh, so they would just be measuring it by a month. Okay. And would you ever say it's drier than, like hotter than, you would say, is there a term for drier than?
Drier than hell or hotter than hell or whatever. We wouldn't have a drought like hell.
Okay. All right. And what is it called to take in air?
Inhale.
Okay. Another word for inhale, it would be to...
suck in, whatever.
Or to
breathe out. Yeah. Exhale.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was looking for. And let's see. Are there different types of cultivated grasses around here that you know of?
Grasses.
Grasses, or maybe even grains.
Well, yeah, but I guess you would call Timothy. She's a grass. And it's also a hay.
How high does that get?
Oh, 30 inches.
And is it a broad
it's a narrow leaf blade.
Oh, I see.
And alfalfa, now that's a grass, but I guess it's a legume plant, but it's a broadleaf plant, and it's over 20 inches if it gets real high. But just plain old lawn grass, that's got a variety of kinds. We got all kinds. Then we got the crested wheatgrass, and that's a native around here that we use quite a little bit. It's a kind of a drought grass, a dry land grass. And
what about those things that just grow wild out on the plains?
Oh, cheatgrass. That's a boy. They try to get rid of that as much as they can. That's a hazard to the animal health.